Shukracharya Jabarja Stota Shabasishma Bhakti Vedanta Srila Bhavan Goswami Maharaj. And same time, I pay my humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my Siksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pada Parida Jagacharya Jabarja Stota Shabasishma Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. From beginning of my mortal life, I am always under guidance of my Srila Gurudev. I am serving him about more than 21 years as his personal assistant, always being with him and serving him as much as I can do. After that, I pay my humble obeisances to Nitya Lila Prasthan Vishnupada Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Without his causeless mercy, none can preach in this Western world. So I pray his causeless mercy and all Guru Parampara and who assembled here to listen Harikatha, who give me chance here, who organizes here, I welcome them all and pay my obeisances according to their quality. Srila Gurudev will start his class from tomorrow. Sometime he will come in morning class and every day in evening class. Sometime after his morning work, he will come here. Sometime he will be very busy for his writing or sometime for initiation. He may not come, but evening he will come. As before, we are in Eugene. And there, we host in Samananda Prabhu's house. Samananda means, if you disjoin Sandhi, according to Sanskrit grammar, Sam plus Ananda Samananda, and Sama plus Ananda Samananda, means, by whose constitutional form, who can give pleasure, Sam means Krishna, and Sama means Srimati Radhika. So, one day he explained about Samananda Prabhu, who was disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu. So, his servant Samananda Das, we host in Eugene. And he was so tricky and his father, combinedly they upset the nature. Gurudev could not come out from their house, always rain and cold. But here is a new Braj. In Braj always spring time. Maybe 1 week before, climate was very bad here. But Gurudev is coming, so climate became very happy. So Samananda Prabhu and his father or whole family is coming, they could not change the climate here. So today I want to discuss about Bhakta. Though our ultimate goal is to serve Krishna under guidance of Rajavasis, especially who love Krishna more than anyone. Who are they? They are Braj Gopis. Under the guidance of Gopis, to serve Krishna is our ultimate goal. But for achieving that goal, we have to know so many things. We have to know how to get that perfection. So we have to do some sadhana, some practice. For that, we have to know Guru Tattva, Bhakta Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Vishnav Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, Sadhana Bhakti Tattva, Prem Bhakti Tattva, all have to know gradually. If we don't know all these things, how we can advance in Krishna consciousness? Can you turn off this light? It is making so hot. We don't need.
That light.
Okay. Is it connected to the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
Is it not separate?
Yes.
Don't worry.
You get a chair.
Anyone can come forward another day. Don't mark it alone up here.
So today, I want to discuss about Bhakta Tattva. Who is Bhakta? What is the definition of Bhakta or Sadha? Bhakta means, the word Bhakta came from Bhakti. Who is doing Bhakti? He called Bhakta. Bhaj dhatu sevayam. Bhaj means to serve. Who is serving Hari, Guru and Vaishnav? But we have to go step by step. At first, we have to be under guidance of Vaishnavas. After that, have to be guidance of bona fide Gurudev. Then we are qualified to serve Bhagavan, Hari. Otherwise, not possible. Once, the demonic friend of Prahlad Maharaj asked Prahlad, "Oh Prahlad, you were giving us so many instructions. Can you explain us, please? How we shall do sadhan? What is the process?" Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Guru Sasru Saya Bhakta Sarvalabhar Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwara Radhanena Cha." Guru Sasru Saya Bhakta, oh my dear friends, we have to serve Gurudev. How? Bhakta, with great love and affection, with bhakti. Anything else? Yes. What? Sarva labhar panena cha. Which we have to surrender everything to Gurudev. What we have? We have our heart. We have to offer our heart to Gurudev. We should not conceal anything from Gurudev. We should not hide anything from Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his song, "Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor or pilu tua pade nanda kisor." O nanda kisor, which I have, my mind, my body, my house, everything I am surrendering near lotus feet. "Maravi rakhavi jo iccha tuara nitya dasa prati tua adhikara." I am your eternal servant. If you like, you can beat me. If you like, you can protect me. So we have to surrender at first the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev. Then it is possible for Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj told, then Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta and Sarva Labhar Panina Chu, you have to surrender everything to lotus feet of Gurudev. And anything else? Yes, how to do that? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam." We have to be always in good association. If you are not in good association, then you will be weak. And someday you may give up devotional line. So must have to be in good association. You may meet together once a week, or if you are far away, then once a fortnight, and you discuss each other. Which you have heard from Gurudev, which you have heard from Vaishnavas, must discuss combinedly. And Ishwara Radhane Nacha. If you do so, then you can do proper bhajan. So we have to be always in good association, have to surrender ourselves the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev, then we can do proper bhajan. Someone may ask me, "Oh, after 1 week you'll go from here to LA. Then where we get a good association? Who are here, they will discuss each other. Which you'll hear from Gurudev in 1 week, from other Vaishnavas in 1 week, and Gurudev has so many books, and Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj has so many books, and a whole Guru Parampara has so many books. You can discuss each other from that. And Gurudev lecture also available in CD form. You can discuss all these things. So, I am coming in, who is Bhakta and Sadhak. Sadhak means Sadhayati Sadhanayati Cha. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has explained in his Sandarbha, who is Sadhak, who is doing practice by himself and helps others to do practice, he is Sadhak. I am explaining again. Sadhayati Sadhanati Cha, who is practicing himself and helps others to do sadhan, to practice their sadhak. So we must do sadhan by ourselves and teach others to do sadhan. Then we will be proper sadhak. And it has more higher stage. When time will come, I shall explain what is super sadhak. I shall explain later on. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has explained in his Vyad Bhagavatamritam about bhakta. Bhaktas are five types. First, sakam bhakta. Second one, jnani bhakta. Third one, premi bhakta. Fourth one, prempar bhakta. And fifth one, prematur bhakta. So now I shall discuss one after another. First one, sakam bhakta. Sakam means, so means with, kam means desire. So, who has some material desire, but doing bhajan, they are called sakam bhakta. I am explaining again, so means with, and kam means desire, material desire. Who has material desire, whose heart is full of material desire, and doing bhajan, they called sakam bhakta. Then you may ask me, can you, Maharaj, can you set one example, please? Yes, I am giving example. Who is sakam bhakta? Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was about 5 years old boy. His father was Uttanpad. He was king of whole world. And Dhruva Maharaj had stepmother. So, mother of Dhruva Maharaj was Suniti and his stepmother was Suruchi. Suniti means who always give good instruction. Niti means rule and regulation and instruction. Who can give us always good instruction? Who is she called Suniti. And Suruchi, who always try to palatable foodstuff, want to test palatable foodstuff, she called Suruchi. Suniti is mode of goodness and Suruchi is mode of fashion. So Prahlad Dhruva Maharaj was playing and he saw his father and stepmother sitting together on the throne. He went to sit in the lap of his father. When he came, his stepmother used some sarcastic word for him. Oh Dhruva, you want to sit on your father's lap? Not possible. You can go away from here. You can die. After that, you can take birth from my womb. Then you are qualified to sit on your father's lap. His stepmother not allow him, his small boy about 5 years, to come in his father's lap, kicked him away. Dhruva Maharaj became so upset. He came back in royal palace, was weeping so bitterly. mother Suniti want to pacify him at her level best. Oh my dear boy, why weeping so much? When he gets some consolation from his mother, he began to weep more and more. He was sobbing so much. And he replied, my stepmother kicked me away. Not allow me to sit on my father's lap. Then Suniti, who always give good instruction, oh dear boy, I thought you were very intelligent, but you're quite ignorant. Why are you so much upset? If you can sit in the lap of Sri Hari, then you can sit everywhere in the whole world. Mother, lap of Sri Hari, where he lives? Then Mother Suniti replied, you don't know, he lives in Jan forest. Oh, he lives in forest? Yes. Okay, then I shall go to him. And Dhruvaraj became subside. But he fixed his mind, when mother will sleep, at night I shall run away from here to forest. If I go now, I am only one son of my mother. My mother will not let me go out from his palace, from her palace. So, I will be calm and quiet, then later on I shall run away. Dhruva Maharaj is sleeping with his mother. No sleep came in his eyes. When mother sleep completely, then gradually, Dhruva Maharaj come down from her bed, from her mother's bed, and run away towards forest. He wants to do some bhajan, but he had no Gurudev. So how he can do bhajan? Without bona fide Gurudev, bhajan is incomplete. Bhagavan want to give some mercy, want to bestow some mercy, but yes, no Guru. So Bhagavan Narayan saying Narad, O Narad, one devotee want to do my bhajan, but he has not initiated yet. So please go and initiate him. Narad Rishi came and told, oh dear Dhruva, why you are so upset? You can go back to your royal palace. You are so small boy. If your stepmother tell anything, what harm? Go back. Dhruva Maharaj determined, no. Do or die. I shall do bhajan or I shall die here. So we have to be determined also. We must do bhajan. We are so fortunate. We have taken shelter of bona fide Gurudev. So we must do bhajan. Just like in Kirtan, Tava koruna na haile kandiya kandiya pranana rakhibar. If we not get mercy, we can give up our, this body. We can give up this life. But we must do bhajan. Have to be determined like Dhruva Maharaj. Narad Rishi told, oh Dhruva, you are so illiterate. You have no knowledge. You know in this den forest, so many tiger, bear, lion, so many poisonous snake, they may attack you. I am advising you, please go back. Dhruva Maharaj, no. If you try to help me, please help, but at any cost, at any means, I should not go back to house. My mother told that Hari lives in forest, so I must do bhajan being here. Narad Rishi could not cheat him. Then he gave him some mantra. And Dhruva Maharaj, in 6 months, he took darshan of Bhagavan Sri Hari. And Sri Hari came in his trance at first. After that, he appeared in front of him and told Dhruva, we have to rule this world 36,000 years. After that, he disappeared. Then Dhruva Maharaj began to cry. Oh, I came in this forest to search a broken glass, but I found a diamond, one chintamani. But I give up this chintamani. Why am I so unqualified, unfortunate? But Bhagavan told it never be false. So he bound to enjoy this world, ruled in this world 36,000 years. So he had desire that I shall must rule in this world. I want to be king. So keeping this desire, he did bhajan, so he called Sakam Bhakta. Now I am producing another step, Jnani Bhakta. Jnani Bhakta means who has knowledge always, the opulence of God, and who always sees Bhagavan everywhere, and in Bhagavan who sees everyone. In everyone's heart he looks Bhagavan is there, and inside Bhagavan he looks everyone. And he has always this knowledge that Bhagavan is Supreme Personality Godhead. He can create this world in any moment. He can destroy this world any moment. And he is full of six opulence. Who has this type of knowledge, they are Jnani Bhakta. Among them, Prahlad Maharaj was best one. You know about Prahlad Maharaj? We shall discuss about Prahlad Maharaj after 2 days. In 2 days, because Nrisimha Chaturdashi is coming. So that day we shall discuss elaborately, because it takes too much time. Because we have chance to discuss, otherwise I bound to discuss little bit, but we shall discuss very, very elaborately, so I am not touching about Prahlad Maharaj. Now I am coming. For Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev appeared in this world. Brahma, our Adi Guru, he gave benediction to Hiranyakashipu. We will not die day or night by any weapons, by any creation of Brahmaji, and not in the ocean, not in the sky, not any day, not any month, not any year. He want to be immortal. Brahma told, immortal is not possible. I have to die also. Other than immortal, which benediction you want, I can give you. So Hiranyakashipu thought, I am very clever. So somehow or other I must be immortal, none can kill me. But Bhagavan, always so intelligent, somehow or other he took boon from Brahma like immortal. But Nrisimhadev fulfilled all his points, all his benediction point, and kill him. And give some benediction to Prahlad Maharaj, shall discuss in Nrisimha Chaturdashi day. Now I am coming, Premi Bhakta. Who is Premi Bhakta? Who crossed the level of Shraddha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and in Prem stage. Who has Prem for Bhagavan equal Premi Bhakta? Prem means we have heard from Gurudev in Salt Spring Island. What? Sammak masrinito santo, mamata adi sayankita, bhava seva sandratma, budhai premani gaddate. Sundar Gaur Prabhu, you know this slok? Can you explain this meaning of this slok?
Samyak masrinito santo means that the sadhak's heart has become very soft. Very soft and smooth by various spiritual emotions.
To my possessiveness for Krishna.
He has very deep possessiveness for Krishna, feeling that Krishna is mine.
Yes.
Also,
bhava saiva sangatma.
Bhava, which is like a ray of sunlight, of the sunlight of Krishna Prem, has now become very, very thick, very much condensed in quality.
Yes.
And when these conditions are fulfilled, it is called Prem.
Yes. So, who has this position means whoever his heart became so smooth and so soft. Why? He thought, because he has this clear conception, not only conception, he realized that Bhagavan is mine. If somebody has this conception, this realization, and bhava, the rays of love became so condensed, then who is realized soul? They call this is Prem, this is love. Among them, prominent one is Hanuman. Hanuman always want to serve Lord Ramchandra. He has no affection anywhere else in this world. When Ravan stolen away Sita Devi, then Lord Ramchandra, the help of Sugriv, Sugriv was king of monkey, sent so many groups to search Sita Devi. And they mentioned some time, within this time you have to come back. All came back, but group of Hanuman and Angad, Jambuvan, they could not come back in time. Then they thought, must they are searching and they became success, so they could not come in time. So Hanuman, what he did? At first, Jambuvan want to cross the ocean. Jambuvan told, yes, I may jump from one side to another side of the ocean, but I can come back, there is no certainty, because I am too old. You know about Bamandev and Bali Maharaj. When Bamandev took the whole universe in form of three steps of land, at that time, by one step, Bamandev took position Bhulok, Bhuvalok, Salok, Mahalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Sattalok, the seven upper planetary system of this world, and by another state, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Mahatal, Talatal, Rasatal, Patal, the seven lower planetary system of this universe. And by third step, he kept his third step on the head of Bali Maharaj. When he took position even in Sattalok, then Brahma washed his feet and put in his Kamandalu. This became Gangaji. In that few moment, Jambuvan did seven parikrama of the whole universe, keeping center Bamandev. It was like seven parikrama in a few moment in Sattaju. Now Satta have been passed. Now, Treta. So, I became so old. I may jump to the ocean, but there is no certainty I may come back or not. So better, any other can go. Then everyone select for Jambuvan. Jambuvan is son of Bali. He's very energetic and very powerful. Jambuvan. Jamal told, yes, I can go, but I have some fear. I may die there. Why? In ancient time, in Vedic period, maybe you are son of a king or maybe a son of a poor person. All will go to same school under guidance of a bona fide teacher. Just like Krishna being same Bhagavan and Galadevru and Sudama Vipra went to Sandipani's Gurukul. Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, Bharat, Satyuna and others, they went to Gurukul of Vasishtha Rishi. So similarly, Jambuvan and Akshay Kumar, Angad and Akshay Kumar. Akshay Kumar was one son of demon Ravan. So at that time, Angad was so powerful, he always used to beat to Akshay Kumar. And Akshay Kumar used to always weep bitterly. One day he complained to his teacher, "Oh Gurudev, this Angad is beating me always without any cause." Then Gurudev told Angad, "If you beat him anymore, then I order him Akshay Kumar, he will beat you, then you will die immediately. If Akshay Kumar give a slap, you will die immediately." And Gurudev told Akshay Kumar, "You will not beat him first. If he beat you, then you will beat. Otherwise, don't beat." So Angad told, "If I go, if Akshay Kumar will see me, he will beat, then I shall die. So if someone can go first and kill Akshay Kumar, then I can go and do so many things." Then all of them select for Hanuman. Hanuman, like an insignificant, very simple. Jambuvan, Angad and others, they told, "Yes, you can remember your power." Because Hanuman was cursed by demigods, he always forget his power. But if someone will remind him that you are so powerful, you can do anything, and give some encouragement, then Hanuman can do anything. So all of them inside Hanuman, and then became so huge form. And Jai Sri Ram! Jump in a moment, went to the other side of ocean. And he searched Sita and came back and informed to Lord Ram. So Hanuman, during battle of Ramayan, he made castle by his own tail. The Nam came inside the castle of enemy side. And he became guard on the doorway. Once, Mahiravan stole Lord Ram and Lakshman in the Patal Lok, lowest planetary system of the universe. And he want to kill him, he want to make fire sacrifice by the head of Lord Ram and Lakshman. Demigod says Kali was standing there. And fire was flaming full form. And Brahmin was chanting Vedic mantra. In the morning, none can find out where is Lord Ram, where is Lakshman. Then everyone asked Hanuman, "If someone entered in this castle last night," Hanuman told, "No." "Where is your Prabhu?" "I don't know, he was inside. I was outside as a guard. No one has come." Then Hanuman told Vibhishan, "You came only last night, no one has come." Then Vibhishan began to smile. "Oh, only Mahiravan can take my form, no other else in this Lanka." The Hanuman asked, "Where Mahiravan lives?" Vibhishan replied, "The lowest planetary system of this world." "Okay." In the same moment, Hanuman, "Jai Sri Ram!" and jumped and went to lowest planetary system of the universe in Patal Lok. And he became so minute, like a small insect, and he entered in a flower was offering to demigoddess Kali. And they put that flower on the top of demigoddess's head. And from there, he is watching towards Ram and Lakshman and did pranam from being the head of demigoddess Kali. And Ram, Lakshman, they became smile each other. That demon, they could not understand. But look, how foolish are they? They came to invade Ravan. Now they are in the gateway of death and they are smiling each other. How foolish are they? But none can understand why they are smiling. Ram is telling Lakshman by his eyes, "Look, Hanuman is there. Lakshman says, yes. Then he smiled, both are smiling. But none can understand. They put a red cloth on their neck and they are doing swaha, swaha with ghee. You know, going on. In the meantime, Hanuman is watching everything and he could not tolerate anymore. And then be ready. All became ready. Now they will chop their head and put in fire for fire sacrifice. Then Hanuman, roaring so loudly, and he pressed the demigoddess, she go more lowest in the inside the earth. And he took the sword from demigoddess Kali and chopped all the demon and Mahiravan and put in fire. And taking Ram and Lakshman in his soldier, came out again in the Lanka. So am I serving this way? Once, Mother Sita Devi, after this Ramayana battle finish in Ayodhya, one day Sita Devi was decorating herself and she put some red dry color on her head. Hanuman asked, Mother, what are you doing? What is this? Hanuman treat that Ramchandra is my father and my master and Sita Devi is my mother. Ramchandra is all in all and Sita Devi is my mother. They also treat Hanuman like their own son. Sita replied, oh my dear son, this is called Vermilan, means Sindur. I am putting this for your father's long life. Oh, for Ramchandra Prabhu's long life? Yes. Okay, Hanuman went away from there. He was thinking, when Mother Sita Devi will go to royal palace, she will take her seat next to Lord Ram, then I shall do something. Just waiting here and there, watching when Mother will go. Sita Devi went away from there. Sita Devi could not understand anything about this, what Hanuman fixed up his mind. No one is there. Hanuman entered Sita Devi's house, in his decoration house, and took off all the vermilion and put some fragrant oil which was there and make a paste and put his whole body top to bottom and became red color and went to royal palace where assembly was going on. Seeing this, all Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, so the one began to laugh. All the minister and everyone began to laugh. And Mother Sita Devi, he was laughing, hiding her face under his veil. The Lord Ram asked, oh Hanuman, how you became red today? What is the cause? Hanuman replied, if my mother can put little bit vermilion on her head for your long life, so I put my whole body, then you will be long life ever, you never die. They all began to laugh. So you can see even India today also. They covered Hanuman with this vermilion and oil, always keep red color for this reason. So Hanuman always served Lord Ram with full of love. Another time, Bhad Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna and Sita Devi, they held a meeting and told, this monkey always serving Lord Ram. We have no chance to serve him. So better, we can kick him out and we shall distribute all services. Whenever we go, always Hanuman is serving. So we shall kick this animal away from here. Then Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, they distributed all services each other. Hanuman requested them, oh Mother, oh Lakshman, oh Bharat, oh Shatrughna, please give me a little bit service. No, no, you serve quite a lot. No need to serve anymore. Hanuman replied very humbly, without the service of Lord Ram, I could not maintain my life. I will die. Give me insignificant service. No, we distributed all. Why not came there at that time? They never called Hanuman. They did by themselves. And now they are blaming, why not present at that time? Then Hanuman told, may I request something? Yes, you can do, no problem. When Lord Ram will yearn, then I shall make the sound. If you are yearning, this is unauspicious. If you do this, then unauspicious will go away. Mother Sita Devi, Brother Lakshman, Bharat and Satyugna, they thought Ram never yearn any time. Ram never yearn any time. So let this service for Hanuman. Hanuman became satisfied. Okay. Even they not give chance him to be in royal palace. They kick him out of this royal palace. Hanuman became very happy. Somehow other they give chance for one service. But if we yearning, then what we shall do? Krishna Krishna or Hare Krishna or Gurudev, we should not do for ourselves. So Hanuman is playing always and by mind, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. By mind he is singing and playing by both hands. And in other hand, Ramchandra being in royal palace, always yearning. None can render any service. They bring some water, yearning. They brought so many palatable foodstuff, always yearning. How can it? Then they thought, what may be the conspiracy of that wicked monkey? Then Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Satyugna, all of them came to Hanuman. Hey Hanuman, what are you doing here? Why are you playing always? Why? Then Hanuman replied, O mother, and O Lakshman and other, you kicked me out even from royal palace. When Ramchandra will yearn, I don't know. So I don't want to miss my golden chance for my service. So I'm doing all that. So then Ramchandra told, go and get Hanuman and engage him service again. Then all problem will be solved. Then they went to Hanuman and they engage him service. Then all problem became solved. His premi bhakta always serving Lord Ram, full of love and affection. His premi bhakta. And prematur, prematur bhakta are Pandavas. Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul and Sahadev and Draupadi. Pancha five Pandavas, they are controlled by Draupadi completely. If Draupadi asks them to sit down, they will sit. If Draupadi asks them to stand up, they will stand up. Among them, there is so much intimacy with Arjun and Krishna. Once, Narad Rishi came to royal palace of Lord Krishna Chandra. Krishna and Arjun were sleeping on the same bed. Krishna's head and Arjun's head was quite opposite side. Krishna's head in east direction and his lotus feet west direction. And Arjun's head west direction and his feet east direction. And Krishna's lotus feet passed through Arjun's chest. Arjun is holding Krishna's feet, Krishna's feet, and Krishna hold Arjun's feet. And Queen of Krishna, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Jambuvanti, Lakshmana, Nagnajiti, Kalindi, Mitrabinda, etc. prominent eight queens. They are serving lotus feet of Arjuna. They are fanning Arjuna and massaging his. And other hand, Krishna lotus feet was served by Draupadi and Subhadra. They are serving so much. And all the power of Arjuna, sound is coming, Krishna, 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 but he is sleeping. Seeing this, Narada became surprised. How is this possible? He is sleeping, but all of his power, not only one time, and lakhs time coming all, at same time always, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So much intimacy. And Krishna had one sister named Subhadra. She was daughter of Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki Devi. When Kamsa killed by Krishna, after that, Vasudeva Maharaj had two kids, one son and another daughter. Name of the son was God and name of the daughter was Subhadra. So one name of Krishna is Gadagraja. So Balaram Prabhu loves Subhadra so much and he made up his mind he will marry ceremony Subhadra with Duryodhan, because Baladev Prabhu taught how to fight with clubs to Duryodhan so much, so he loves him so much. Due to fear of Baladev Prabhu, even Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki and Krishna, they could not oppose to Baladev Prabhu. So Krishna gives some suggestion to Arjuna. None can understand this fact. Krishna told to Arjuna, now Subhadra became matured. Very soon my elder brother want to arrange her marriage ceremony. So you can come in the one side of Dwaraka in form of a Tridandi Sannyasi, like holding danda, wooden sandal and saffron cloth. He became Sannyasi and came to Dwaraka. And by client of Dwaraka, everyone came to know one very powerful saint has come in Dwaraka. So even Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, Subhadra, all queens of Dwaraka, they went to for his darshan. Everybody is paying their obeisances. No one knows this fact that Krishna gives this suggestion to Arjuna. And Krishna told Arjuna, you will keep your chariot hiding anywhere. So Baladev Prabhu engaged Subhadra, Devaki Devi, Vasudeva Maharaj and all queens. As Subhadra, you will serve every day this saint, then you can get your more benediction than your full desire will be fulfilled. Subhadra always used to go there for serving prasad, this and that. And gradually, gradually, Subhadra came to know this is Arjuna. And Krishna hints Arjuna, now time has come, now you can kidnap Subhadra from here. This is the rule of Kshatriya dynasty. Anyone can kidnap any princess and they can marry with her. This is a rule, Vedic rule. Like Krishna stole away Rukmini Devi, like this way. So one day Subhadra went there and Arjuna brought her chariot and kidnapped Subhadra and ran away from there. The meantime, the client of Dwaraka, they told, oh, that saint is very cunning and he stole away Subhadra from here. All became surprised. Oh, so wicked. Then Baladev Prabhu and others came that, oh, it is Arjuna. Otherwise, none can string his bow like in Gandhi. It must be Arjuna. Then Baladev Prabhu told, I shall kill Arjuna today. Oh, we thought he is a Tridandi Sannyasi. We pay our obeisances. We offer him so many things. And we serve him in so many ways. Now he is kidnapping my loving sister. My darling sister. I shall, by plough I shall catch him And by club I shall break his head, I shall kill him, must kill him. Became so angry. And he arranges all chariot, everyone. He ordered the armies, be ready. All became ready. Then Baladeva noticed, why Krishna is calm and quiet? He's not became angry, nothing. What is his desire? Then Baladeva told Krishna, why you became calm and quiet? All are became so angry, and all are became ready to fight against Arjun. Are you calm and quiet? What is the cause? Arjun told, you are my elder brother. How can I oppose to you? But you promised that you will kill Arjun. You know, when I kidnapped Rukmini, why you went to help me there? So now, Arjun is qualified and is very powerful. He is kidnapping you. Better you can help Arjun to kidnap Subhadra from here. Oh, your desire that Arjun will marry Subhadra. Krishna told, I don't know. You know, I think that Arjun is not kidnapping Subhadra. Subhadra is kidnapping Arjun. You can see who is driving the chariot. Subhadra was driving chariot and Arjun was ready to fight with anyone. So, Subhadra is kidnapping Arjun. So you have to kill Subhadra at first. So you want to kill your darling sister? Another point. If you kill Arjun, then only your one sister, then he will be widow. What you like? You want to see your sister as a widow form, or you want to kill your sister? Which, what you prefer? Then Baladeva understood, must be this is by hints of Krishna. Then Baladeva became calm and quiet. Then they invite Arjun, please come back. And they arrange marriage ceremony, very big scale. So Arjun is prem parabhakta. When the Mahabharata battle was going on, was going to be happened, one day Duryodhan and Arjun came both to Krishna. As Vedic rule, will come first to any king and request him to fight for me, they bound to fight. Duryodhan came first to Krishna and he said, and next to his head, he thought that how I can sit and near to his feet. This is one kind of insult. I don't like to be insulted. Because Duryodhan's daughter married to Krishna's son. So Krishna's son Sambha and daughter of Duryodhan was Lakshmana. They married each other. So they have some thick relation. So Duryodhan thought, if I take my seat near to his feet is one kind of insultation for me. Duryodhan is not treating Krishna as a supreme personality Godhead. Still, he is my relative. I am equal to him. I am not less than him. And Arjun came. He took his seat near to his lotus feet. Krishna was waiting. When Arjun will come, then I shall look up. He broke his arm and body and stood up and embraced Arjun. Oh, Arjun, you have come. I am very happy to see you. And this is rule, if you are sleeping, then your side will go towards your feet, not towards your backside. Arjun was so clever. Why? Jejan Krishna Bhare Bhaje Sevara Chatur. A devotee of Krishna is very, very clever. So Arjun not went there. He sat next to his feet. When Krishna will look up, he will see me first. Duryodhan told, oh Krishna, I came here before Arjun. So this is a rule, Vedic rule. Then I shall ask something to you at first. Then Krishna, oh, you have come. Okay. For Arjun is embracing Arjun, laughing, joking. Okay, you can ask. What you want? Oh, Mahabharata battle is going to be happened. So I want you to fight for me. Krishna replied, I promise that in this Mahabharata battle I should not fight. If you take me, I should not fight. You have to feed me. I could not fight, and exchange of that you have to feed me also. In other hand, I have so many big army, There will be one side, there will be fight for any side, and other hand I will be alone without any weapon, and yet you have to feed me. So you like to me or my whole army? Duryodhan thought, if I take Krishna, he will not fight, only have to feed him. Today equal, bring this, tomorrow bring that, day after tomorrow arrange me this, and again arrange for me this. That will headache for me. I shall arrange the whole army or I shall carry out his order. Better I can take the army, then I will be winner. Duryodhan told, oh Krishna, I prefer to take your army. Krishna told, here must it will be. Okay. When Duryodhan went away, then Arjun embraced Krishna. Oh Krishna, you saved my life today. If Duryodhan will take you, then I give up my life immediately in front of you and Duryodhan. I don't like to fight you. You have not to fight at any cost, at any incident. You will guide me only. I want your guidance. My mind like a chariot. You can sit on my chariot, mind like chariot. You will guide my chariot only. That's enough, nothing else. By your mercy, we are five brothers qualified to fight any kind of weapons, any kind of hero. We don't like that you will fight. Then, when fights start, and all, in the end of Mahabharata, only five Pandavas and Krishna one side, another side, Kripacharya, Kritavarma and Ashwatthama, they saved, all expired. So, Krishna always serve Arjuna and Pandavas. Krishna ordering, Arjuna ordering Krishna, oh Krishna, took my chariot, please take my chariot, the midst of the whole army. Krishna did so. Oh Krishna, please take care of horses. Do this, do that. Krishna always doing this. Why? Arjuna is prematuru bhakta. Krishna is controlled so much by love of Arjuna. Then he is doing all these things. Only Arjuna is not prematuru bhakta. All Pandavas, even Draupadi also. When Dushasana snatching her cloth, then Krishna became cloth and wrapped her body to protect her shyness. Krishna never did for anyone, the first and last time for Draupadi. Why they are prematuru bhakta? So by their love, Krishna controlled so much. Now I am coming another point. They are prempar bhakta. Pandavas prempar bhakta. Now I am coming. Prematuru bhakta. We have so much love for Krishna. Oh, what shall I serve? What shall I serve? Always eager to serve Krishna. You have heard from Gurudev in maybe in Eugene or no, not Salt Spring or San Francisco. No, in Eugene. How to serve? Gurudev was telling about Rup Siksha. Devotees are sitting here and they are remembering about Krishna's pastime. Krishna came from Braj to kill Kamsa in Mathura. Ghanasam gayo Braj se parso ki kahe gaye barso bitaye hai. Krishna went from Braj to Mathura. I told, I shall come back tomorrow or day after tomorrow. But never came back. He came back in the end of Dwapar Yuga. He came Braj and killed Dantava cross demon and taking the all Brajavasis so into his appropriate Leela. When Krishna came, he never treated Vasudeva Maharaj as his father, and never treated Devaki Devi as his mother. Devaki, Vasudev and Ugrasen, they thought, we have to give some impression to Krishna. Then Krishna must forget Yashoda mother Yashoda and father Ananda Baba. So they arranged their sacred thread ceremony. Mother Yashoda told Krishna before, when sacred thread ceremony will come, I shall fill your bag with golden coin, so many jewels, so many diamonds, you'll offer to your Gurudev. So Krishna and Balaram, they shaved their hair and they put wooden sandal and saffron cloth or yellow cloth. Now Gargacharya is giving sacred thread ceremony. After that, you know, we have seen our fire sacrifice. We used to give one danda and go and beg alms from your mother or any motherly position lady or any lady at first. After that, you can go to male. For ladies, you have to go ask Bhagavati Bhikshang Dehi, O mother, please give me some alms. And for male, Bhavan Bhikshang Dehi, O father, give me some alms for my Gurudev. So, Krishna and Baladev, they also dressed like a brahmachari. And Krishna is thinking, oh, Mother Yashoda told me as before, she will give me so many golden coin, diamond, jewel. Devaki Devi is ready to give so many things. Krishna is searching, where is my mother? Devaki Devi is standing next to him. He don't care for Devaki Devi. He searching, mother, mother, mother. He became faint. All became sorry. Then they arrange some water, sprinkle on his eyes to bring him in sense. When he came in sense, they did all ceremony very quick. Yet Krishna always absorbed so much, always for his mother, for his friends, for his father. Then Devaki and Vasudev, they made a click, we can send Krishna from here to far away for their teachings. They sent them in their Gurukul under guidance of Sandipuni Muni. They learned from there 64 kind of arts in 64 days. When he came back, yet he could not forget Brajavasis at all. And he told one day to Uddhav, Gacchuddha Brajan Sauma, Pitirna Pritimabaha, Gopinang mat vyogadhim mat sandesai vimochaya. O Uddhav, please go to Braj and console my parents, especially all gopis, their extreme point of for my separation, go and console them. Why? Krishna said, any other? Why choose Uddhav? Because Uddhav is very qualified. What is the qualification of Uddhav? Brishrinang Pravaro Mantri Krishnasya Doita Sakha Sishya Brihaspati Sakshat Uddhavo Buddhisattama. He based among all Jadav dynasty and minister of Krishna, advisor of Krishna and disciple of Jupiter, demigod Jupiter. So, in every respect he is so qualified. So he sent to Uddhav for Braj. Not other, only Uddhav. He is so qualified. If anything Krishna wants to do, always consult Uddhav. Uddhav, shall I do or not? It is good or bad? Always he talk with and consult with Uddhav. So he sent to Uddhav. When Uddhava went there, at first, Krishna mercifully gave him one glimpse of Prakat Braj. When Krishna was there, all Brajavasis were so happy. Krishna, by the influence of his Yogamaya, he arranged for Uddhava to show him that what is Prakat Braj in the time of Krishna. All are very happy, all are laughing and joking. The caps like swan, so white, jumping here and there. Somehow, bring pot. Lo, do, chodo. Lo means take this milk. Do means give another pot. Chodo means make the fridge a cap. By this way, telling everything. So Uddhava thought, oh, there is no separation at all. Uddhava thought as before, how I can go to Braj giving up Krishna here? Krishna told Uddhava, you can go. Then you can understand, I am only partly here in Mathura, but completely I am in Braj. When you will go there, you can understand this fact. When Uddhava went there, then he entered in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda want to ask about Krishna. Anybody want to ask, he choked his voice, could not ask. There is some very great discussion, and my time is very short. So Uddhav told, O Nanda Baba, you are so fortunate. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna became your son. Then Nanda Baba began to weep. O Uddhav, I thought you became so intelligent being with Krishna, but now I have seen your milky teeth has not gone wet. Still in your milky teeth is inside your mouth. You are telling Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. So I not lose my son only, I lose Bhagavan also. Oh, I am so unfortunate, unworthy father, worthless father. Only one father was there in the whole Vedic literature. He was Father Dasarath. When Lord Ramchandra went for exile, Dasarath Maharaj, Ram, Ha Ram, Ha Ra, give up his body. He could not tolerate Ramchandra's separation. But I am so unworthy, I am not dying even. Are you telling that Krishna is Bhagavan? So I lose my son and Bhagavan both. Uddhava thought, how I can console him? It is mentioned in Veda and other literature, please weep for Krishna. If I ask not to weep, then all scripture will choke my voice. If I ask him more weep, then it is not consolation. What to do, you could not understand. And when he went to next day, went to take bath and chant his Gayatri mantras in Krishna Kunda, he noticed some teenage girl. He went there, that side. Who are they? Then gopis are telling each other, oh, have you seen, have you heard? The same golden chariot has come again, by which Akrur took away Ram and Krishna? Really? Yes. Really chariot has come. Oh, Akrur has come again. Another group is told, why Akrur will come? What purpose you want to serve? He has taken away your heart and soul from here. Then other told, you don't know. Kamsa has expired. Oh, other group, Kamsa expired? Yes. So why Akrur came again? Then other gopi told, you know, now this is 13 days. According to Vedic literature, you have to do Shraddha ceremony. You have to give some mobilization for expired soul. So it is called in Sanskrit Pinda. So for Pinda, no pinda, no oblation in not found in Mathura. So Akur came here. For the separation of Krishna, all gopis are dying. We can bring their hitpinda, means heart. We shall bring their hitpinda. By this hitpinda, we shall make Kamsa's pinda. And Uddhav thought, oh, Mother Earth, better you can divide into two parts. I can enter inside you. Why I came with golden chariot? Why they are using some sarcastic word? Then gopis told, oh, you are Uddhav. The way of Nanda was royal palace, not this way, you can go other way. Other way, please come this side. Then he saw Radhika was lying on lotus petals bed. In a second, lotus petal became dry. They are putting so many sandal paste and camphor to make her body cool down. Immediately it became dry. And what dialogue between Srimati Radhika and Bumblebee? It is called Bhramar Geet. Gurudev explained little bit there. So Uddhav has chance to see the prem of gopis. So Uddhav called Prematuru Bhakta. So bhaktas are five types. One Sakam Bhakta. Now I am summarizing this class. Sakam Bhakta means who have some material desire in his heart and doing bhajan is Sakam Bhakta. Second, Gyani Bhakta, who has opulence for God always, that he has six opulence. And inside God who is seeing everyone, and everyone who is seeing God is Gyani Bhakta. Now, third one, Premi Bhakta, who has love for Bhagavan, is Hanuman among of them, best one. Prempar Bhakta is Pandavas, and Prematur Bhakta is Uddhav. So I give example of Hanuman, how he served Lord Ram. He made castle by his own tail. He made his tail is very big and made castle. And he put all vermilion for to increase Ramchandra's duration of life for his. He'll never be old, never be die for this. He put all vermilion. How he did service? So many service I told, he gone so many examples. I give you example of Pandavas. How Krishna became cloth and wrapped Draupadi's body. And how he carried out Arjuna's order. And how he suggest Arjuna to kidnap Draupadi. And now I give example of Uddhav, who is Prematuru Bhakta. So, seeing the glory of Uddhav, Uddhav told, Asa maho charano renu, jusa mahaṁ sam, vrindāvane kimapi gulmalatau sadhinam, jādustajyam sajana arjam patancha hitvā, bheyer mukunda padabhim sutivimidyam. Uddhav told, I want to be a creeper or gulma means small plant. And when gopis will go for love of their journey to meet with Krishna, their feet dust will come and I will decorate myself with their feet dust. Someone may ask, Uddhav, better you can be a big tree, then you can see from far away. No, I don't want. If I will be big tree, then maybe there are some false ego. Their gopis' feet dust will not come on the top of my head. If it is small, then I can get the touch of their lotus feet. I can get the feet dust of their lotus feet. I want to be creeper or small plant. And last he told, Bande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenum Abhiksnasa Jasanghari Kathodgitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. I want to pray the lotus feet of Praj Gopis. Among them, he told only want to pray the lotus, single lotus feet dust of any gopis. So in one feet there are so many lotus dust. So you want to pray only one. Who is that gopi? Must be Srimati Radhika. So by this way he prayed three gopis and Srimati Radhika. So he became Prematuru Bhakta. So bhaktas are five types. So you have to know all these different categories of bhakta. When they will arrange for me for class, I shall discuss about Vaishnava Tattva, Bhagavata Tattva and other things gradually. So if anybody has any question, they can ask. Another thing, I am requesting you all, as request Nanda Gopal Prabhu also, every day will be 3 or 4 classes. Sometime Guru will come after his morning work, he can speak something, and when Guru will not speak, either Sripada Ranna Maharaj or Samrani Didi or anyone can speak, or Bhajanath Prabhu or Radhakant Prabhu or any other Upananda Prabhu, Mithiladish Prabhu, they can speak, or Kriparam Prabhu, Nandagopal, they can speak. And other time from 10 to 11.30, another class. From 3 o'clock, 3 to 4.30, another class. And Guruji will come evening time. So I am requesting you all speakers, no class will be more than an hour and a half, not more than 90 minutes. Because when you are only one speaker, then you can speak 3-4 hours, no problem. But if you take 3 hours, if I take 3 hours, then next class will be hampered. So we have to be careful that we should not hamper other class. Just like nowadays, Tirtha Maharaj is preaching in England and Bon Maharaj now at present in Germany, he will go Austria, from there he will come Holland, and Sarah is preaching all over Europe. And Narayana Maharaj was preaching here and there. When they are single speaker, they can speak 3 hours, 4 hours at a time, like all of them used to do. Then no harm, but so there are so many speakers, so many classes in a day, then don't take more than 1.5 hour. If you have someone and question, they ask me so many questions, then you can finish this class, I can finish this class, so many questions, they can come to him or her, and they can ask there. Hare Krishna, what is question?
You gave examples for Premipar and Premature.
Yes.
Examples of Arjuna and Uddhav, or the Pandavas and Uddhav.
Yes.
Can you also give the actual translation for the word, the meaning of the word? Like Premipar and Premature.
Who can translate properly in English term? Lilasu Prabhu, you know?
Well, yes. Premipar means pure, and premature means overwhelming purity.
So that par is pure?
Mm-hmm. Not pure. Prematura is okay, overwhelmed by love. But Prempar, who par means sestra, super. Who is like, Hanuman is Premi Bhakta, who has love for God. Prempar, who has super love for God, is Prempar. Yes, and an extremely point of love. And Prematur, who is overwhelmed by love, is Prematur.
Maharaj, who was Kripacharya that he survived on the battlefield?
Kripacharya was father of Ashwatthama, who survived in Mahabharata battle. Understand? Kripacharya was father of Ashwatthama, who survived in this Mahabharata battle. One side 5 Pandavas and Krishna, other side Kritavartma, he from Dwaraka, and Kripacharya, father of Ashwatthama and Ashwatthama, 3 survived from Duryodhana side, and all are killed. Anybody has any other question? Yes?
Why did Hanuman go to the lowest planet to get a flower for
him? Not getting flower for lower planets. Because Mahiravan, one demon, son of Ravan, stolen away Lord Ram and Lakshman and want to kill them and put in fire sacrifice. So when Hanuman came to know that Mahiravan made conspiracy, he came inside the castle in form of Vibhishan and he took away Ram and Lakshman. So Hanuman went there. All of a sudden he could not go there. So he became very minute form and he entered in a flower. Then worship of demigoddess was going on. They put that so many flower on the head of demigod. So Krishna, though he is disciple Mahaprasang Bhagavan, his guru is Sar Puripad. Krishna is Sang Bhagavan, his guru is Sandipani Muni. And Lord Ram, Majala Purushottam, his guru is Vasishtha Rishi. But they are not superior to them. Similarly, Uddhava is so knowledgeable person, so his guru is Vishvati. When someone will come in this world, even maybe Bhagavan will come, according to human like pastime, have to learn something from someone. Just like Krishna learned from Sandipani, Lord Ram learned from Vasishtha Rishi, and Mahaprabhu went to the school of Advaitacharya or Gangadas Pandit. Similarly, Uddhava went to learn something due to human like pastime to Brihaspati. Understand? Any? Yes?
This is actually in the book Gaudavin Maharaj. He explained how actually Krishna sent Uddhava to Gopi because Uddhava was Brihaspati's
disciple.
Yeah. And then Gaudavin Maharaj explained how actually because Brihaspati didn't have this, the five stage of love for Krishna, because of that Krishna sent Uddhava.
Yes, because I asked him that in which book of Gurudev, but he could not remember. I told all books are available here, so if he can remember, then we can check this. Can you show me, please? Yes, it is available here in Nirguna Prabhu's house and other devotees also. Yes. Then tomorrow we shall discuss about that. Yes.
Vaimitra Bhakta is the highest stage of all the Bhaktas.
Yes.
But Uddhava's love and devotion and mode of worship to Krishna is not as high as the gopis, even though he's aspiring for
them. Yes. I want that someone ask me this question. Now Radhakanta Prabhu has asked this question that Srila Sanatana Goswami explained Uddhava, that Prematur Bhakta. Uddhava aspiring for the feet dust of gopis, want to be a creeper or plant, small plant in Braj. But why Sanatana Goswami not mention about gopis? For their lotus feet, Uddhava is aspiring, want to get their feet dust. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami path, inquiry may come in your mind, maybe Sanatana Goswami did wrong, but not possible for Sanatana Goswami, because wrong word is not in his dictionary. He's beyond all these things. In one hand, he's eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Sanatana Goswami, and same time, he's eternal associates of divine couple Radha Krishna as a Lavanga Manjari. So he beyond all this wrong and other, any fault, beyond all these things. So why not mention about gopis? In this world, the category of bhakta are two prematur. All Brajavasis ought to say about gopis, even parents and sakhas, even anything of Braj, they are worshipful deity of sakam bhakta, jnani bhakta, premi bhakta, prempar bhakta, prematur bhakta. They are beyond of this limit. If they will praise so much to Brajavasis, who will more pray and praise them, they will be more higher and higher devotee. So among these five kind of devotees, only Uddhava praised Brajavasis so much, so he became Prematur Bhakta. No one praised Braj and Brajavasis, only Uddhava praised. So among five kinds of categories of bhakta, Uddhava prays and aspiring for the lotus feet dust of gopis, and one aspiring for being a creeper or plant of Braj, so he became Prematur Bhakta. This point is clear?
There's five categories of bhakta. So what are the Brajavasis considered to be not bhakta?
They are worshipful of five kinds of bhakta. They are beyond bhakta. They are eternal associates of Krishna. Some are bodily manifestation of Krishna. Some are bodily manifestations of Srimati Radhika. They are not like sadhak. They are eternal associates of divine couple. Anybody? Because Uddhav does not like to go to Braj. He thought, how I can go Braj, leaving up Krishna here. I am always with Krishna. It is very painful for me. Krishna told Uddhav, you can go. You can realize I am completely there and partly here. So Krishna mercifully want to bestow his mercy completely to Arjuna. So you want to show the prakat condition of Braj. So he ordered his Jogmaya. So Jogmaya arranged this. So at first Uddhav saw the prakat Braj when Krishna was there. After that, for whom Krishna sent Uddhav to console Brajavasis, then he said, then he saw the separation mood of all Brajavasis. At first he want to give a glimpse that how Braj was happy when Krishna was there. So always Krishna is there, so they be so happy. So now I am finishing my class. Again, yes?
One question. You mentioned five categories, but you didn't mention Sudha Bhakta. How do we understand the term Sudha Bhakta?
Sakam Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta. Oh, I forget. In between Jnani Bhakta and Premi Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta is Ambarish Maharaj. Thank you for reminding me this point. So what kind of six types of bhakta? Suddha Bhakta is Ambarish Maharaj. Being emperor, is doing everything by his own hand. He never engaged any servant for the service of Lord. He used to do by himself all service by his own hand. He engages his all senses for service of God and Vaishnava and Guru. And he engages so many Brahmins and servants for rule his kingdom. Understand, Prabhu? Thank you for reminding this point. And Premi Bhakta. That is Suddha Bhakta. So, Bancha Kalvata Rubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanang Bhavane Bho Vaishnave Bho Namo Namo. If anybody has any question, they can ask me anytime. I am always available, because especially my Bhajan Buddhist kitchen, so they can come and ask me. Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.